You know, some of the things that I have learnt is not to rely on myself. And one of the things that the Lord did when I started praying around 2009 was slowly He started taking my abilities offline. And that was a bit concerning to me, because my natural abilities to do things, to get things done, to work on problems, they started fading. They started dropping off. And my natural abilities became, they faded. And I went to the Lord. I said, I don't understand this. I'm praying in tongues for hours every day, and I'm becoming ineffective to make decisions in this world. I have to go to my wife and ask her to help me. And this is embarrassing. And, you know, it was like I was becoming feeble in the mind and everything else. And I'm going, I don't understand. And the Lord said, I've taken all your abilities offline. He said, I've taken your abilities offline. I'm slowly winding you down so that I can get through to you, so that I can superimpose my ability, his abilities over mine, and cover them in the anointing, so that I'll no longer be in control, but he will be in control. And well, that just happened for a couple of years, and he started wrapping him around the anointing and teaching me to trust in the anointing rather than my abilities to work things out, to be vigilant. I don't even have to think about being vigilant anymore. I don't even have to worry about looking after myself anymore. He just does it all for me now. And it is amazing. The position I'm in now, it's like I've got a personal assistant who's not some artificial intelligence, but is the intelligence that knows everything about everything. He's the Holy Spirit. He's my Paraclete. He's the one who comes alongside of me. And whenever I've got a problem, I ask the Lord. Whenever situations come against me, I ask the Lord. And I just rest in Him. And it's a faith that the Lord has given me, a confidence in Him. Because over and over and over again, He has walked me through all the different situations in life. And He's shown Himself to be true and consistent in stepping into my life and controlling things, looking after things, making sure that I know about things ahead of time. I'm in a place now where all I have to do now is just rest in Him and just get lost in Him and think about Him and think about all of the kingdom of God and how it functions. And I'm no longer distracted with the things of this world to take my focus on running my life. I don't have to run my life anymore. All I've got to do is just delight myself in Him. And all He does is run everything for me. He organizes the people that turn up to me. He organizes the anointing to flow through me. He organizes the power. He just does everything. And in the natural way, wherever we go shopping, He organizes all of the benefits. I walk in grace, free, unmerited favor. Everywhere I go, if I go into a shopping center and I go to buy something and I come up against the salesman, he's the nicest guy in the world. And he gives me heaps and heaps of benefits. And I never go away going, oh, I got ripped off, or I got sold something I didn't want. No, it was like he was sent to just roll the red carpet out for Donna and I. And it's not something that we're just like naive towards people's salesmanship. No, they give us benefits upon benefits, and they do things for us, and they spend more time with us, and it's just all the time. It's free, unmerited favor, grace. It's grace to assist us in our life, free, unmerited favor with unsaved men and with Christians. it's just incredible. The opportunities that God just rolls out for us without us even doing anything anymore. All we do is delight ourselves in God, and we acknowledge every good thing that He does for us through praise and worship, and it just keeps rolling on and on. You know, we don't think, what if we get into trouble or something happens to us, or, you know, whatever, calamity. Don and I just gather together, and we stand in a circle, and we start worshiping God, and we just thank Him, and we just know. It's not a hope, I hope you turn up and fix this up, God. No, this is a, God, we just know this is another fun time. This is just so good. I mean, when you get to that place, you know, when you get to that place where you are so safe in God, peace and joy reign. Now, God never ever asked me to do anything that is beyond my ability to receive from Him. So He never asked me to do anything beyond my ability that I can't do through His anointing. Now, I've left my own abilities behind. They're gone, finished. You know, so, you know, there are people around me that know Don and I really well, and when I'm ministering, they know that the anointing's dropped off of me because I'm just a normal person. And people will sit around and they'll be sitting in a group asking me all these questions. And their brother will say, don't worry about it. The anointing's gone. He's not functional in that. And I'm just a normal person. And then, but you know, when the anointing's on me, people ask me questions about the kingdom of God. Straight away, I just know the answer before I didn't know the answer. And it just comes to me straight away, instantly. It's like, you just like typing in Google, what's the answer to this? How do you fix this up? And He just downloads it in a millisecond. And a lot of the time I'm telling people stuff that I never knew before. And I'm going, that's amazing. I should write that down. But I asked the Lord and He said, you don't need to even do that. It is all within you. He has placed it inside my spirit because I sat down and prayed in tongues. I prayed all the mysteries out for me, and they're all encapsulated in revelation inside my spirit, ready to be released into my understanding. That's brilliant. That's really brilliant. When I come to that place and I realize what was happening, I just sat back and said, I don't have to do any more stuff. All I've got to do is delight in You, walk in You, and have You turn up all the time. Not lucky dip, not maybe sometimes, but every single time. And it's just amazing. You know, I was walking through the shopping center the other day, and the Holy Spirit told me many, many years ago, probably about 4 years ago, He said, I've changed your relationship with the spiritual realm. I've given you authority. And I didn't understand it. I walked in it, but I didn't fully get it. And I knew all the time that, you know, people would look down at the ground when they walk up to me, or they'd look at me and smile. And in many years ago, I used to think, what am I wearing? Something weird or something? But it's just that there's a glory over me. There's a spiritual presence. And the Lord showed me, if you tap into that spiritual presence from the kingdom of God and have the kingdom of God wrapped around you, you are fully functional. And everything that you do is above everything that's natural. Every natural situation has to bow its knee to the spiritual, to the kingdom of God. And if you walk in that spirit, if you walk in the spirit of God, and you have the kingdom of God and angels around you, and as you walk down the street or wherever you go, the kingdom of God has dominance over the natural surroundings. And the natural surroundings, they have to bow their knee. You know, and He showed me, He said, you know, you're in a position now where you have spiritual authority over the natural realm. Not only the natural realm, but the spirits of men. And I just went, that's amazing. And it all just sort of clicked. And I went, so when I speak to people now, I have an understanding that I have an edge over them. And that edge is not to dominate them. It's not to make them belittled or anything. It's to assist them. It's to cut through all of the rubbish in their life. It's to minister to them health and healing. It's to minister to them to set the captives free. It's not about how wonderful I am or isn't it great that I have a power over you. No, it's a servant spirit that God has given me. So he's given me a massive weapon against darkness and against the natural understandings of men, against the natural spirits of men. He's given me this massive weapon, but I don't wield it against those to hurt them, but to assist them. I yield the weapon. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And we don't use them to benefit our life, but to serve everybody else. And you can read about this over and over again. I could tell you for hours and hours about being a servant, but you can't, by your own choice and naturalness, become a servant of God. You can't do it. It's impossible. You have to go to the Lord. You have to sit at the feet of Jesus. You have to take your cross daily and die to yourself, to a place where you no longer are running the show, but the Holy Spirit is running everything around you. And you can't do that. And you can't do that on your own strength. You can't be a child of God on your own strength. You can't walk in the Spirit on your own strength. You can't perform fruit. You can't operate with the true, authentic spiritual fruit on your own strength. It all has to come and be supplied by the kingdom of God. And you have to be changed on the inside to be able to receive it and to operate in it authentically. There's a lot of Christians who are faking it till they make it. And they are so full of waffle, trying to be full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And yet, a wave comes in their life and they just lose it. Because everything that is hid will be revealed. And that's the way it works. So if you really want to not be caught undone, you need to authentically go into the things of God through the Holy Spirit. And he will transform your life. He will give you peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. And you operate in the fruits of the Spirit authentically. And as you move forward into those things, your fruit will not just be seasonal, but it will remain. That means it'll be continually on the plant, ready to be consumed. That's great, because nothing gets in your way anymore. The flesh, you have learnt through the Holy Spirit to keep the flesh in subjection. You have learnt to protect yourself and to keep your vessel. And you do it through the power of the Holy Spirit, not through the power of your own will. You're not will worshipping, saying, aren't I fantastic? I can come up against everything of the flesh and say no, because I have strong will. That's will worship. No, God comes and takes all your will and all your abilities. He tears them down and you become a blubbering nothing. You have no ability to do anything, right? And it's a very humbling thing. And then God comes and he installs something inside you, which is the will of God, the power and the love of the Father, which is supersedes everything else and turns everything into hypo-fantastic. And all I do is sit around and laugh, saying, this is wonderful. I don't have to do any more stuff. I don't have to run my own show anymore. The Lord looks after everything for me. All I've got to do is say yes. That's all I have to do, is keep my heart healthy so I will receive the engrafted word of God and walk in his presence. That's basically all I've got to do, is keep my heart so that I continually say yes to God and there's no struggle. You know, if there ever becomes a struggle that I have to say yes to God, I need to stop and start rebuilding that wall that's been broken down that I didn't realize. Because there is my strength, is that my ability to yield to the Lord, my ability to say yes, my ability to be transformed and molded and shaped and to be turned like a ship in the ocean, any way that the Lord wants. He puts a bit in my mouth. Now my mouth is soft towards him. You know, he doesn't have to yank me around everywhere. He only has to whisper through a small, still voice, quietness, and I hear him loud and clear, and the distinction is very different between that of the flesh. And I yield myself to him. And he says, go to that person, say that thing to that person, do that. I think Jesus did that stuff. And that's how he's so successful. I tell you, Jesus is, he has impressed me beyond all manner. Not because he's God, but as a man, I know how much it costs to be yielding to the Lord. How much you have to abandon your own natural ideas. Even when he was at the Garden of Gethsemane sweating sweat drops of blood, he still had the ability to choose. But every time, he chose the Father's will. And that's where his uniqueness impressed me. Because you can't choose your Father's will unless you are broken inside and you have no longer your own resources to draw upon. And he abandoned his own resources every time for the Father's. And that impressed everything out of I am so impressed with that, because I know as a human, when I started climbing the mountain of God to try and get the stuff I needed to get my brothers and sisters out the ditch, it was not a walk in the park. There were demons trying to stop me. There were ideas and concepts and lies and false doctrines and brethren who were trying to convince me not to go on this path because I'll leave the group who are just sitting around doing nothing. No, I'm climbing the mountain to get the stuff from God so I can come down and help you guys. And a lot of people on the way wanted to stop me or lead me astray. And I had to keep my eyes on Jesus. I had to stay focused on what the Lord has planned inside me and told me what to do. Sit down and pray in tongues. You know, there was times when I would be standing up, I'd look outside the bus window and I'd go, my life's boring. There's nothing happening. This is terrible. And yet I had to have the discipline enough to be able to sit down and keep praying until I broke through into a place where I could be used by the power of God. That took discipline. That's why we're called disciples, disciplined ones. And have I reached the top of the mountain? No. I've only just scratched the surface. I'm only on the base camp. There's so much more that the Lord wants to use Donna and I. It's just, I just live in a happy, wonderful life. I don't have to do anything anymore. And God is in control of everything. He supplies my needs. He supplies the people I need to speak to. He gives me the wisdom and the understanding to speak into their life. He gives me the power, the dunamis power and the exousia power, the authority over all that that opposes itself against the knowledge of Jesus. How can I lose? All I've got to do is stay focused on Jesus, keep my eyes on him, and not try to revert back to my own strength. That's what I have to do. That's my job, is to relax in him, is to find that rest and that refreshing, that place where he causes the weary to rest, that place of peace and safety, the great rest through the Holy Spirit. You know, I had to leave the group that were playing Christians, that were pretend Christians. Not all Christians are pretend Christians, but I had to leave the main group that were just playing religion, that were just sitting around doing nothing. You know, the Bible says they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of, from such turn away. The Bible says they honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far removed from him. You know, they say, yes, they'll go and work in the field, but they don't. You know, they say, yes, Lord, I'll lay my life down for you, but they don't. They stay with the group. You know, I didn't want to leave the group. I don't want to be on my own. I didn't want to be a rebel. I didn't want to be an outcast. I didn't want to be some maverick. But I just had to do what Jesus said in the Bible. Pick your cross up and go with him. And lose your life and he'll give you his. And I had to go through the process. He came and told me to seek him with everything I had. And I just started praying in tongues. for 5 hours a day. And the power and the presence of God turned up, and he started leading me and shaping me into his vision, into what he had for me. And I left the group not to abandon them, but to come back and help them. You know, it was hard at first because I'm loyal to churches. I want to be a team player. I want to be part of the body of Christ. I don't want to be a maverick. I never wanted to be a maverick. But the Lord said to me, this is the reality. This is the truth. And he needed me to do something. And I just said yes. And I tell you, in the beginning, it was hard work because I had to abandon all my own ideas and I had to take up what he had for me. And he wrapped it in the anointing. He wrapped it in power. He wrapped it in ability. He wrapped it in authority. And I would never, never, ever be the same again. And now I teach other people not to leave the group, but to leave themselves. Not to abandon the body of Christ, but to abandon their own ideas and to go after God and let him frame his life in them. That's what I teach people to do. And, you know, they ring me up while they're praying and they're seeking God and they're starting to see miracles, and they laugh on the phone. They say to me, this is marvelous. I never knew this existed. I say, yep, this is the kingdom of God. And they laugh, you know, at joy and peace that come over them. And they just like, it's just so easy. And, you know, they come up against brick walls. They come up against hurdles. But I help them over them because the Lord came and helped me over mine. And I showed them how to get past all those hurdles, how to break through when they come up against a dead end because the enemy has put, or life situations has put a dead end in their life. I show them how to break through into that place where they can continue to die to themselves and live to Jesus so that they can help the body of Christ. That's what it's all about. So that's my job. My job is to teach the anointing, or to demonstrate the anointing and then to teach it. That's my job. My job is to set the captives free. My job is to heal the broken hearts. My job is to pull down strongholds. That's my job. My job is to show the love of God. And I don't do it through nice, pretty works. I put my hands on them, and the power of God goes over them, and they start crying. And their little hearts break over the power and the love of God. And God starts manifesting in their life his transforming power. And then they start walking in his transforming power, not through man's wisdom, but through the power and demonstration of the Spirit, through the transforming and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the sanctification of the mind through the Holy Spirit. That's how it works. It's that easy. Anyway, we'll leave it there.